Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to fail. If it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. Tonight on the conversation, will this mean anything? The Trump administration is going to release documents withheld by Attorney General Eric Holder from Fast and Furious. Also, North Korea has said to South Korea, Kim Jong-un has come out and said that he wants to meet with Trump administration. He wants to get rid of the nuclear weapons and denuclearize and all that stuff. I'm going to get into that. Also, the California people are up in arms because Trump is trying to enforce the immigration policies. That, and also Chelsea Clinton calls for tough questions on Ivanka Trump. Let's get into your questions. Let's talk about the Chelsea Clinton, about the Clinton Foundation, because yeah, you're involved in that. So I want to get into that much more. So Apostles 20:35, and I have been a consistent example of how you can help those in need by working hard, and you should remember the words of the Lord Jesus: it is more blessed to give than to receive. That is going through day to day, and I got someone on the line already. So, hello, you there? Hello? Can you hear me? We'll see if he's I can't get him, but
it's not a pop.
Oh, whatever. Anyways, that's my wonderful producer there, but the Trump administration is reportedly going to turn over documents in regards to Eric Holder withholding information about Operation Fast and Furious. And will that do anything? I mean, we already know all the BS involved. We already know. I mean, I guess I look at it like this. I know the government's corrupt. If you don't, sorry. But and we know there was mishandling of information. We know that. We know these documentations are probably just going to prove what we already know. What's going to happen? I mean, if it's actually going to lead to prosecution, to people being held responsible, then great. If nothing is going to change from it, what difference does it make? I can sit here all day and tell you the government's corrupt. If you're not going to change, if you're okay, I still can do something about it. Try to stand up and say, hey, well, that's what people don't realize. That's what people don't realize. You can say whatever you want, but it's up to you to say yes or no. You there? You there?
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, why are you so against Trump? He's a great president, I think.
He's done the most president. I'm not against Trump at all. I support him 100%.
So why are you saying he's corrupt?
The government is corrupt. I'm not saying Trump is. That's why we voted for Trump, because he's not a politician.
Trump is
Trump's
great,
not
and
someone...
and there's no proof yet anything with Russia. It's just a conspiracy. No, Clinton, we have proof she's a criminal, and she's out there free, and Trump, we know, is clean.
Exactly. That's the thing that I try to get home. Trump never once, he's a billionaire. We know that. He's not hiding it. Nancy Pelosi says we have economic inequalities between the rich and the poor. We have financial inequalities. But when you ask her about her $100 million net worth, oh, we're not talking about that. When you go to Michael Moore and ask him about his $50 million, he doesn't want to talk about it. But he's talking about how the rich get, like my grandfather told my mom when she was little, he goes, the only way you get into politics is if you're a lying, cheating, thieving, driving, stealing. I don't know, show me a poor politician, you're never going to find
one. But Trump's been in power for a year, the economy's booming, he's making America great. Look what's going on in North Korea, Obama did nothing, and Trump within a year is already going to have a meeting with North Korea. It's like crazy, the guy's like, is going faster than we can run. It's like he's doing, he's rebuilding, you know? He's rebuilding.
It's amazing.
It's amazing, he's putting America first. And we're all happy about it. And Trump has very, very conservative, and, you know, he's not so conservative, but he's pretty respectful, and he has his strong beliefs, and he's pretty right-wing, and, you know, believes in family rights and all these other things. And it's just, you know, the greatest president America has seen for years. And it's really,
exactly.
Really right-wing, and it's excellent. You know, you can say it's a miracle. It's a miracle. But what's scary is, you know, I believe Trump's in there for the next 7 years. But you know what's gonna happen? You know, it's usually after you're on such a high, there comes a low, and you know, with some crazy Democrat gonna come in there, and I don't know. But I think Trump's gonna do such an amazing job. He's gonna surprise us. Everything he does is gonna stay out there forever. You know, the guy's so amazing. He's gonna make sure that whatever he does, you can't disturb forever.
Exactly. The thing that I see is come 2020, see, Democrats want to have a Barack Obama-type president that like a Oprah Winfrey, where I'm going to vote for her just because she's black and she's a woman. I don't care. I don't know anything about her. I don't know her running mate. I don't care. I'm just going to vote for her because of who she is or who he is. They're not qualified.
I don't know.
Trump's
in there for a year and a half. And it's in the whole ISIS, the whole thing. No more talking about ISIS. They're like nearly finished. And, you know, everything's booming away. Everything's shining. It's just amazing. All his building his wall and all his campaign stuff that he says he's going to do, he's been doing, and a tax reform. And you know, just doing it. Obama didn't do in his 8 years what Trump did in 1 year. It's like amazing.
And they can't really actually... And that's why I love him, because the left can't refute anything he's doing. The economy's great. Everything is going up. So
everything's great, but I do believe, maybe you disagree, I do believe that Kushner has had his time. And you know, it's too much. You know, let Trump do it on his own and his friends. But having your son-in-law in the White House, I think that Trump is going to make a good decision. And so, Kushner, I love you, but this is the wrong place. At this time.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
That has
totally
to be changed. You can't have direct family members in the White House under your feet. It's not good.
Yeah, I
that's not good
that.
For, you know, all the Jews, because then they'll blame Kushner. If something goes wrong, they'll blame Kushner because he's Jewish. It's much better to have a president, you know, a neutral president. Trump respects Jews, Muslims, Christians, respects everybody, very colorful person. But Kushner, on the other hand, is a very strong-minded Jew. So, you know, the right thing is that he should do his stuff outside the White House, but he shouldn't have, you know, it's not good for the Jews to have somebody in the White House.
Yeah.
You know, imagine if the Twin Towers came down and if Kushner's in power. They would have all said that because of the Jewish son-in-law in the White House. You know, so the best thing is you keep religion out of the White House. That's the best thing.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see how. Yep.
You know, I don't believe that. I don't believe that Bin Laden would do something to America because somebody Jewish. They hate the whole world. They hate Muslims. They hate themselves. They hate the Christians. You know, the terrorists. You can't understand them. But there are crazy people out there that are gonna say, because of he's Muslim, because he's Jewish, because he's Christian, that's why it happened. You know, because the president's too Christian, that's why they bombed the Twin Towers. I don't believe so. But on the other hand, people do say that. Crazy people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that a lot of the wars that have happened on planet Earth have been based off of religion, because this is what I believe in. You know, if you don't believe what I believe, I'm going to kill you. And
yeah, but and that's true. That's true till the world changed the 20th century, and that's no more happening. And if your religion says to kill people, then there's no, that's not an excuse. That was an excuse 100 years ago. Today, everybody has freedom of speech and religion as long as you keep it to yourself. But if you're out there doing stuff, we respect the Quran, we respect the Muslims, you're great people, we love you, but as long as you don't do anything to harm anybody, there's no excuse. Religion is not an excuse. Religion is peace, religion is love. Religion is, you know, you can have strong beliefs, you can have strong opinions, and you can even, maybe if your religion says deep down hate somebody, you know, we're fine with that. But as long as it's just within you and your God and your heart, if it comes out in words or especially when you go around killing people, terrorism, that's not an excuse. It's not religion. There's no such a thing. No such a thing. No religion. No religion. Religion is peace. Religion is love.
Exactly. That's why I've never understood
for anybody, Christian, Jewish, or Muslim, to harm anybody at any time. No excuse. You know, if you have something that your religion sees as this guy is bad, this guy is, that's fine. But keep it in words. Keep it to yourself. Don't go out there and
exactly.
Say it because you're hurting people. You're hurting people, and it's not what God wants. Everybody agrees that God wants peace. And God wants love, and that's all I have to say.
Yeah, that's all I am. I'm like, if you don't like A's, that's your opinion. Keep it to yourself. How are they harming you by being gay? If you want to, you know, that's all. I mean, keep it to yourself. I've never understood a religion that says, okay, well, until we kill thousands of people, God won't come. How does that make sense?
Yeah. But also, the same thing is the people, the atheists, that they don't believe in religion, and the gays, that they believe everything's okay and you're allowed to do whatever you like. Well, those people, we're not saying anything against them, but they shouldn't be out there trying to bash us. They shouldn't be out there trying, you know what I mean? Because they, hello?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Because, but they're going out there saying, you know, we can't tell our kids they shouldn't be gay or whatever. You know, my friend, his son, he was accused of child abuse because he tried to help his gay son, because he believed that being gay is an issue, and he tried to help him, and he was accused of child abuse. You know, so on the other hand, the lefties also have to be careful not to force their atheism on the religious people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so everybody out there has to, you know, mind their own business and then just love everybody. You know, whatever you do in your house, we respect you, freedom of speech. That's all right. You know, but don't use your religion or don't use your atheism to hurt other people or to intimidate other people.
Exactly. I totally get
just
that.
Sit back and enjoy life. You know what I mean? Sit back and enjoy life.
Yeah, because like I've posted things in my Facebook.
You only have 70, 80 years. If you're lucky, you have 90, 100. Just enjoy them. Enjoy them. Enjoy it as it comes.
Yep. Because I post a lot on my Facebook. You know, good morning, America. What offends you today? Why can't we agree to, okay, I have friends that are very, very liberal that are almost communist in their belief thinking. And we agree to disagree because they're never going to agree with me. And I'm like, You know? I'm like, life's too short to argue. Just come together as humans instead of, oh, well, I can't be around him. He's red or he's black or he's Asian or... And we're all human inside. We all bleed the same color. So, that's how I feel. So what do you think about all these, about the stuff with the illegals, about people that are not here legally and all that?
Well, I think Trump's 100% right, that they should, they, you know, we have to remember, you know, we have to love everybody, but you have to, you know, there's rules and there's the way you do things. So if somebody, you know, it's hard to say, you know, kids and small kids that are born in America, illegal immigrants, that's very sad. That's something that I can't really talk about. It's really sad. But the people that came to America, 15, 16, 17 years old, and they knew what they were doing, and they knew they were doing it. You know, if I came to you and I robbed you, you know, I came to you and a thief, I stole something from you, would you say, oh, it's fine, you know, you have to understand him, it's very sad, it's already a year's gone by since he stole it? That's not the way it works. That's law. You have to make sure people don't steal. If you steal, you face the consequences. 2-3 years, however long, depending on what the crime is, you know, and that's all there is to it. If you come over to the border of the USA and you didn't do it, that's your problem. And you have to be taken back to where you came from. And like Trump says, start again. A big wall, but a big door in the middle that says, welcome to the USA. So I think there's no racism. It's just common sense. It's common sense. You know, if people can't go around killing people because there's a law and order, you can't just walk into the USA. And the people that walked in knew it because they came with groups, illegal groups, and they paid money, and they didn't come the legal way. They came the illegal way. So they knew exactly what they were doing. The kids that were born in the USA, that's a big issue. That's very sad. I don't know what to say about that. But definitely Trump's doing the right thing. And any lefty who is against this is just not thinking. They've turned their brain to off. They're not thinking. And they're ruining America. They're ruining the USA. They're ruining the whole USA because they're bringing in all these illegal immigrants that a lot of them, not all of them, a lot of them, they're good. They're good people. They're all good people. But some of them are very bad. They have very poor beliefs. That's why the lefties and the Democrats are so into these illegal immigrants, because they know that every illegal immigrant is another Democrat. They know this. And you know this too.
Yep. Exactly.
And it's a big issue. And if Trump is not going to put his foot down, we're going to face a Democratic USA that's going to be out of hand. Okay? And there'll be no borders and no boundaries in any aspects, like you say, communism. It'll be like one forest with a bunch of animals. I'm serious. And it's scary what's happening, because we see it. Trump is holding the standard, and he's holding it strong. And he has to do this. He has to clean out all the illegal people. And they can come back as legal people. You know, they can come back. They're welcome. But for now, he's doing the right thing.
I agree 100%, because that's the issue. Okay, well, you don't like these dreamers here? I'm like, well, if you've been here 15, 20 years and you're not a citizen by now, then... they want to stay here illegally because they want all these benefits that all these states like California want to give these people that are.
But that's a very fine line, because how many years did you have to be here to be? I believe anybody that didn't obey the law at any time of life, pay the price and move on. If you were 25 years old and you stole something and you were caught when you were 45, you pay the price and move on. That's it. That's it. You know, if you did a crime, 20 years ago, you came to America illegally into the USA, and now you're 45 years old with a family in a house, leave the country, pay the price, and come back legally. You know, That's the way I have to see it. You know, maybe Trump has to make something that people that have assets in America, illegal immigrants, should be able to claim it when they come back. Maybe we could put it on standby, you know, but go, you know, you can't just jump the law. If you say jump the law, then people will go around killing each other and say, sorry, I didn't mean it, and tomorrow I'll be better. You know what I mean? You can't have a country like that. Trump is amazing. You know, it's amazing the way he puts his foot down. He's not scared of the media. He's not scared of the lefties. Says it how it is, and that's it, you know?
Exactly. That's why we love him, because he's not afraid to tell people what he thinks. This is,
yeah,
you
just
know,
tell
the people.
It, just say it as it is. Say it as it is. Say it as it is.
Yeah, you know? You can call a spade, and that's what he does. And people are, they don't know how to handle someone that's willing to take the media and fight back. And they used to have.
And that's why people love Trump, and that's why he's going to be remembered for. He's going to be remembered for his great work, you know. The other president, the Obama, I don't know, people don't even talk about him today. And there's nothing to say, look at this, Obama did such an amazing thing. There's absolutely nothing. I'm sure absolutely nothing. Nothing. One thing, he showed the USA a very important message, that every single person has an ability and is capable of becoming the greatest person. Yes, he put down a message, and Americans know this, that even somebody that maybe was considered 50 years ago, African-American, they were considered maybe a different class, but today he proved to the world that wherever you come from, like you were saying before, whatever color you are, however you look, don't make a difference, you can become a great person. That's something that he definitely showed the world. And he got a lot of credit for that, Obama. But in policy and in running the country, there's nothing to say that he did something, you know. It was just a president that you know, like playing the game, just doing politics, like you said before. But Trump is somebody that is changing America for good and is making it great again. But you agree with this, that Obama gave this. This is something that he should be credited for proving to America, wherever you come from, wherever you look, whichever gender, doesn't make a difference. You can become great. That's definitely something that he taught America.
Yep.
And in a certain aspect, Trump did the same thing. Because he showed America that even a country that officially hates me, and even the media that's against me, and even though that I had nothing to do with politics, he's showing America that you don't need all of this. You don't need all of this. You just need truth, a bit of truth, and a bit of passion.
Yeah.
You know, it's so interesting that the last two presidents were so unpredictable. Who would believe that in 2016, in 2012, we'll have the great African-American Obama as our president. And then Trump, people that, you know, these two people, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, if I ask you, African-American become president, you say, no way. Somebody that didn't have anything with politics, nothing, becoming president, you say, no way. They proved the impossible, these both presidents.
Exactly. And I think, what I think a lot is, okay, Trump is a billionaire. He has a huge corporation, and he was kind of very left for a while. And I think being as a business partner, all these things that he saw wasn't helping his business. It was making it harder, all these things. And he's like, well, I want to finally, if it gets bad enough, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to change stuff to make it easier for corporations to function, because I know it's a pain in the butt to get mine to function, because I have to go by all these regulations. And since that's been the case,
yeah, definitely he's running the country. You know, what's good for America, that's what we want, and what's good for anybody else, you know, you can have it, but I don't have to sacrifice myself and my country and my people for other countries. And that's what he's doing all around the world. And it's just amazing the way he's standing up for the truth. And like you said, because he's in business, he knows the truth. He knows what it means to be a businessman. 100%. I agree with you 100%. That he's not somebody that studied politics for 20 years and is full of crazy ideas and trying to prove somebody else, trying to win. He became president for one reason, because he sees the problems that America is going through and he wants to fix them. And I think because he wasn't in politics, he doesn't have this blockage in his head, doesn't have this blockage in his head that other politicians have. Just there for the money, just there for the respect, there for their attention. He's there because he lived his life 70 years as an average person, became very rich. He sees what he went through, what the problems are, and he wants to fix them. All those politicians out there, whether they're 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, they're just sitting in the White House, in the Congress. They don't really see what's going on. Trump actually saw what's going on, and it's out there to fix things. And like he signed the paper today about trade against all the Congress people, because he knows the truth. But they're all there for politics. And it's just amazing the way he's standing up for the truth. And people will see in the next few months, America's going to jump in the economy.
Oh, exactly. And that's why I voted for him, because I saw somebody that was frustrated with a system that was not helping his business. Oh, well, he's only going to, well, hopefully he enacts laws that will help his business. And when I mean help his business, okay, well, I'm sure Hilton Hotels runs their business similar to Trump's. I'm sure there are major corporations that have nothing to do with Trump that are going to be helped by the policies that he enacts. Because the policies he enacts are not just going to help
can
his
business.
Can
I ask you a question? How come you only have this show one hour?
Because I work full-time, and that's why. Because it takes me to do all the research I do and everything I want to talk about. It takes like 4 or 5 hours. And when you work, 50 hours.
And how many listeners do you have average? How many listeners do you have average?
I have about 1,000 people that listen.
From which places in the USA?
I have all over the United States. I have people in Canada, France, England, Australia. But a lot of my overseas listeners.
You are Christian?
From my European football. What's up?
You are Christian? You are Christian?
Yes. Yep.
And how come you don't have any other people calling in besides for me?
I use a lot of people just listen. A lot of my listeners just don't call in. It's just, I've just never really had that many people that feel the need to call in.
So can I give a message to all the listeners that they should call in and commit some of their beliefs and bring up some arguments and some good thoughts?
I do get people that will write me via Messenger on Facebook or whatever. So yeah, I do get people.
And what do you do for your work? What do you do for your work?
I'm a chef. I cook for a living.
Where's that?
At a sister living community.
In which state?
Like a retirement community.
Which state?
Indiana,
wow. That's far away from New York, no?
Yeah.
So you have this show on Tuesday and Thursday?
Yep. And one of the big reasons why I started doing this was when we spent like 20 grand to comply with Obamacare. And as soon as we got everything going to comply with Obamacare, oh, that no longer is law anymore, so you don't have to do that. Okay, we just spent 20 grand to try to comply with the law that all of a sudden changed, and now we don't have to do any of that. And it just frustrated me, because that's money that could have went into the company's pocket. It could have helped us. It could have went to our benefits. And it just frustrated me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And that just was, and then when this would come up, or that would come up, and well, why is my paycheck? What the hell? I work the same hours, get the same pay. Why is my, well, that's because When Obama's president, man, they didn't pass any budgets. And since they didn't pass budgets, they put a whole bunch of stuff that they're going to cut and add taxes and do all this stuff. And because of all this crap, because they're not doing their job in D.C., that's why your paycheck's affected. That's why you need to wake up and know what's going on.
And you see that your radio show is making an effect on the American people?
I think I try to wake people up. It doesn't matter what you believe. I try to wake people up to know what's going on.
And you go to church every Sunday?
I try to, but I work a lot of Sundays because we're open every day. The people that where I work live there, so.
And you have Jewish people out there in Indiana?
Yep. We have Jewish. Yeah, we have.
Do you have like ultra Orthodox or you know what I mean? Those kind of people.
I don't think we do. I live near Purdue University, so we do have people of all cultures, faiths, beliefs, religions. I'm sure you could probably find someone that speaks almost any language at Purdue University. So. All right. Bye-bye.
Hello.
But I want to thank him for calling in. Amazing. But it's we're all one human race. And I try to wake people up. And I think callers like that are getting woke up and, you know, realizing, okay, hey, you come over this border illegally, you're illegal. Okay? Period. If you want to come over the right way, we're more than happy to have people who come to this country legally, doing it the right way. Our ancestors did. Just a second. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you hung up on me. I wanted to ask you, have you been blessed with kids?
No, me and my wife can't have. So.
Okay, so I wanted to give you a blessing that God should give you a lot of health and you should have a happy life, and hopefully God will make a miracle and give you a child.
Thank you so much. That means the world to me.
Yeah, but you're doing a great job, and you are bringing the truth to the world.
Thank you so much. That's what I try to do.
Okay, so have a great. When do your show finish?
It'll be done by 10:00.
Because I wanted to come on at 10:00. You're gonna be finished by 10:00?
Yeah, I'll be finished at 10:00.
You can't do tonight till 10:15?
No, because my show ends at 10:00.
Because I wanted to listen till 10:15.
Nope, my show ends at 10:00, sir. So, but I will be
you
back
can never
on here. If I extend it, I have to do it when I set up my show. Once it's set up for a half an hour or 45 minutes or an hour, it's already set up, sir. So,
are you live? You're like we could see you live on the internet.
I am live, yeah, so you can hear me live. Not you can't see
No
me.
Video, no video, video. Visual.
No video. I have done Facebook Live, but that's it.
And one more question. Do you know any other good shows that you know that we can listen to?
I will not right offhand. I'd have to look them. There's a couple guys, but I have to look them up. But I will give that information, and I'll put it on my blog talk page for you to go to. I'll put links up.
Okay, so you have a good night and a great weekend, and keep up the good work.
You too. All right, God bless you, my friend.
Bye.
Wow. That's why I do the conversation, folks, that I do. You know, that's why, because I try to get the truth out. I mean, I would love Nancy Pelosi. She said, yeah, I got a $100 million net worth. Yeah, I've got a fence around my house. I don't want one at the border, but I have one around my house. If she was honest, if Michael Moore said, yeah, I got $50 million net worth, at least I could say they're honest. If Al Gore said, yeah, I'm making millions of dollars off the global warming scam, at least he'd be honest. You know, I try to wake my viewers up, and when you have Chelsea Clinton saying that, well, Ivanka Trump, she's fair game. She should get tough questions. Well, what about you and the Clinton Foundation? Let's sit down and have some questions about that one. Mm-hmm.
Or your father.
Or your dad. No, she wants to be candy-coated. See, when you ask questions about Chelsea Clinton, you know, it's going to be candy-coated. It's going to be candy-coated. You know, people love Trump because he's realistic. He's realistic. I mean, this is the problem we're dealing with here. A 20-year-old man in Oregon files lawsuits against Dick's and Walmart because they refuse to sell him a rifle. Because you have to be 21 now to buy them there. But state law says you can be 18 and buy one. The hypocrisy in it all. How do you... And these were filed in Jackson and Josephine counties. Just a second. I got another caller. Hello, you there?
Hello? Yeah, hello?
Yeah. You're on the air.
Yeah, I have a question. Why do you believe about the Middle East, Israel-Palestinian conflict?
My view on that?
You know, it's something that bothers me that, you know, there's a religious war going out there between the Israelis and the Palestinians. And what do you think, you know? Enough bluff.
You there?
Yep.
The thing I've always wondered is, like, every time we get a president, at least in the United States, they think that when they talk to the middle, try to have Middle East peace talks, they're going to instantly fix something that has been going on for years and years and years. And I don't see there ever being peace in the Middle East. You know, I think the conflicts are going to go back and forth forever and ever until one of the two sides says enough's enough. And that's how I feel. I don't see an end to the conflict in the Middle East. I don't know how
but
you,
do you
feel
believe,
about it.
Do you believe that you know that it's a Jewish war, or it's just individuals that have to be Jewish that are the ones that are doing this?
I
like, would you say every Jew is reliable for what's going on in the Middle East? Or it's just individuals that we can't put a blanket on all the Jewish people?
I think it's just individuals. You can't put a blanket on one group either way or the other. I think it's just individuals. So.
Like, you have Jewish friends that are against the Israeli policies.
Okay. Hello, you're there. Hello? Are you there? Are you there? Okay. As I move on, as the caller was talking about, and I want to get in just a little bit because it wasn't on my conversation list, but I don't, like, when you look at the Middle East conflicts and all that stuff, I don't see one man coming in and just poof, fixing everything, like every president, at least in the U.S., has tried to do from day one, and it's just, I see Trump trying to do something, and hopefully they'll get some peace by any means, by whoever. I mean, I never would have thought that North Korea would want to sit down and talk with Kim Jong-un. I don't know what to make of it. Why all of a sudden it's gone from 4 months ago, Trump's going to have us killed because they're going to nuclear bomb us, to we want to disarm everything and do all this. And I don't know what to make of it. I hope they're sincere, but I don't see that. I don't see it. I don't see it. When you have people that all of a sudden, because that's huge news, North Korea, and what do you think, and what are your thoughts, and this and that, and it's been going through my head, you know, like when there's been, when like North Korea wanted to do South Korea and be a part of the Olympics, and I wonder if it's trying to unite North and South Korea in a communist way. I don't know what to make of it, because I know Trump will be hardlined on it. Okay, well, just, you know, not like Obama was with Cuba, and we're going to make it to where, yeah,